AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Minnesota Vikings were thrown for a loss when their jets skidded off a runway tonight in Wisconsin when they landed and taxied toward the terminal at Appleton International Airport.
We now have two units that have responded. We have Fox Crossing Fire Department as well as Appleton Fire Department that have responded and are assisting in deplaning the aircraft.
Airport Director Abe Weber tells KMSP first responders are trying to get coaches, players, and team personnel off the jet, but he says it's a slow process.
My understanding is 2 to 3 people are coming off at a time, so it is a very slow process. This is atypical. We're using fire department equipment to deplane an airplane, so we're using an abundance of caution.
The Minnesota Vikings play the Green Bay Packers on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Pittsburgh hosts Baltimore in a game this weekend that is pivotal in the outcome of the NFC North.
The AFC North winner most likely will be decided when the Pittsburgh Steelers host the Baltimore Ravens Christmas Day. The Steelers enter Sunday's game red hot, having won 5 in a row to recapture the AFC North lead by a game over the Ravens. History, however, not on the Steelers' side, as they have lost 8 of their past 11 games to Baltimore dating back to 2011, while also dropping 2 straight at home. The Ravens enter the game holding the 5th best overall defense in the league. They're also ranked 10th against the pass, 2nd against the rush, and have the 2nd most interceptions in football. Robert Sir, Pittsburgh.
Hours before Berliners attended a memorial concert at the Brandenburg Gate in the German capital for 12 victims of Monday night's terrorist truck bombing, the suspect in that deadly attack was killed in a shootout with Italian police near Milan. Anas Amri was stopped by 2 young officers suspicious of a North African man being at a deserted train station at 3 o'clock in the morning. They attempted to check his ID papers when he pulled a gun and began shooting. This is AP Radio News. The countdown to Christmas is underway, with last-minute shoppers hitting the stores.
It may be early Friday morning as these shoppers are exiting Macy's in Herald Square, but it's kind of late in the game for getting gifts.
Why I waited? Actually, I didn't. I started kind of early, but there's always one more gift to get.
One last gift turned into 4 large shopping bags for Shavar Chase, while Eno Mbatt admits she procrastinated.
I'm a last-minute shopper.
So what did you buy?
I bought some perfume for myself.
She says she's glad she waited because she got that perfume on sale. Julie Walker, New York.
It's going to be a cold Christmas for about 1,200 natural gas customers along Lake Superior in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Officials there estimate it will take 2 or 3 days for crews to repair damage done to a natural gas line. AP News, I'm Ross Simpson.